Every once in a while, we hear a story about a young journalist taking on the big stories of the moment. Well, let's meet 12-year-old Phoenix Legg. He's been on the road as a political reporter for 3 years, and this year, he's out on the presidential campaign trail. Noah Glick of member station KUNR has his profile.
If you follow the news at all, you're familiar with the press pool. You know, the group of reporters gathered to ask questions of elected officials. But this go-around, you might see something or someone different.
Senator.
Yes, sir.
You did work with the public schools in Denver.
That's Phoenix Legg, a self-proclaimed kid reporter. Legg started his own news blog, Phoenix Rising in America.
With your experience in the education area, what would you use that experience as president to help with the education system?
This question was posed to Colorado Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett.
Thank you very much for that question.
At just 12 years old, Legg has already interviewed multiple presidential candidates and politicians. He's met both President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, and former Vice President Joe Biden even recognizes him on the campaign trail by his trademark fedora.
I love the hat, man.
Thank you.
Legg's journey began in 2016 when he found himself enamored with the primary debates. He asked his dad, Matt, if they could get an RV and follow the action for a month.
I was not political at all.
But Phoenix eventually convinced him. That first month on the road has now extended to more than 3 years. Matt has since sold his healthcare company to finance the adventure, which has taken the two of them all over the country. Down south.
I'm here at Panama City Beach, Florida, where tonight people are really excited to see the president.
The Midwest.
I'm here in South Bend, Indiana, where, as you probably know, Mayor Pete Buttigieg is mayor.
The East Coast.
I'm back in Washington, D.C., where tonight President Trump will give his State of the Union address to Congress.
And out West.
I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Phoenix is fascinated by history, psychology, and politics. But his dad, Matt, says what he's really passionate about is people.
That's what I love about it, is he's excited when he gets his White House press pass. He wants the pass because it's a neat memory. So we get the pass, but then he wants to go out and he'd rather go talk to both the supporters and then also the protesters.
And the protesters don't faze him. Here he is at just 9 years old, the day before President Trump's inauguration in 2017.
Why are you protesting one day before inauguration?
We're protesting because we don't have any other choice.
What do you mean you do not have an other choice?
Phoenix has talked to a lot of different people over the last few years. So, what has he learned?
As a country, we're really divided. But at the same time, I think we need to understand that disagreement doesn't equal rejection. And that we could disagree with each other and still hang out with each other and work to find common ground.
Phoenix is homeschooled and has already been offered a journalism scholarship from the University of North Texas. And although he's not sure whether this is his long-term career path, he'll be on the campaign trail this season.
At least till the 2020 election, I would like to keep doing it.
So if you want a new perspective this election year, try looking at the world through the eyes of a 12-year-old reporter. For Here and Now, I'm Noah Glick.
And Noah's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau